Some blame the whole Iraq crisis on one man, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. His critics accuse his Shiite-dominated government of shutting out other factions like Sunnis and Kurds. Maliki disagrees. Here's the Prime Minister speaking through an interpreter.
We are telling them this is the Iraqi people. It will not be defeated. It will not give in. Iraq is united with its Sunnis, Shia, Kurds, and Arabs.
Earlier today, I spoke with Zuhair al-Nahar. He's in London, but he's a spokesman for Nouri al-Maliki's political party. I asked him if Maliki has any plans to give in to his critics and step down.
This is something for the Iraqi politicians to decide, the Iraqi people, the allies of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. What is clear is that he has managed to gain a large number of votes in the elections that we've just had. He had three times more than his nearest rival in personal votes, and his parliamentary bloc managed to gain almost 90 seats, which is three times more than its nearest rival. So the constitution cannot be bypassed.
How did that voting result break down in terms of Sunni and Shia? In other words, how much support does Nouri al-Maliki have from the Sunni community?
Well, I mean, most of the provinces, unfortunately, in Iraq are based on sectarian basis. He managed to get the majority from the Shia provinces, but then the Shia provinces are the biggest and have the largest population. He has actually, he ran his campaign on a platform of forming a majority government where all sectors of the Iraqi community are present and are influential.
If you're using a vote, though, in which it sounds like mostly Shia voted for Nouri al-Maliki, I mean, that's not a big surprise. Isn't that fact alone? Doesn't that just illustrate how polarized Iraq is right now?
Well, yes. No one wants to see a polarized Iraq. But that is the reality that we have. We are trying to develop that and to improve that.
How? Can you tell us specifically? Because that seems to be the root of the problem, if you can
figure
that out.
The most important thing is to focus on the Iraqi identity rather than a sectarian or a party identity. And Prime Minister Maliki has said time and time again, his latest interview and his latest speech to the Iraqi people, he said, do not say Shia and Sunni. Say Iraqi. The Iraqi nationality is what is common between all.
I mean, words are great, you know, to say words like unity, but how do you actually pull people together? And how do you stop the fighting?
Well, I mean, this is a long process. It's a process of education. It's not a process that can be done overnight. The polarization occurred because Saddam had polarized the whole of Iraq. And this is going to take many, many years to undo.
What did you think of President Obama's words yesterday on Iraq?
I think they were a step in the right direction. He obviously realizes the gravity of the situation. His offer to send 300 experts is welcomed, and as I said, is a step in the right direction to focus the strategic efforts of the Iraqi army. But we are hoping that once he sees the need, or these experts see the need for more effective strikes against the centers of these terrorists, then that will be the next step.
Zuhair al-Nahar is a spokesperson for Nouri al-Maliki's political party, the Islamic Dawah Party. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.